see the church as a place for people to get together and support each other. And that's why we're saying today, let's don't think of something new. Let's go back to the first century and see how they did it. How did they do it? They had great celebrations. They met in the temple courts and they met from house to house. Our challenge today is to restore that kind of fellowship. A place to share. Let's talk about that for a moment. What does the S stand for? The S stands for the word serve. You see, I'm convinced when God's people get together in a living room, sitting in a circle, they immediately just start serving each other. You don't have to come up with some kind of program. You don't have to give them some kind of test. They're just there. If there's a need that arises, it's going to be taken care of. Because they love each other. And everyone begins to be able to use the different gifts and talents that God's given them. Let me tell you about one of my favorite life groups I've been a part of. Was a few years ago when we lived in Pensacola. Across the street was an older couple named Paul and Polly Schrader. Paul was a retired Navy guy and they'd moved to Pensacola in retirement. Just a couple months before this, it'd been my privilege to baptize Paul. And he's pretty excited about God. And his wife, Polly, was just on fire. Well, they decided to open their home up for this life group. And they were awesome because you'd walk in the front door and they'd both be there hugging on everybody. There'd be Coke and cookies and coffee on the counter. They'd have everything set up. If you made a comment Paul liked, man, he'd go, man, that was great. There were a lot of other people. There's another girl in that group named Teresa Springle. Now, Teresa's pretty shy. In fact, Teresa hardly ever said a peep. But if you said something significant, you could almost always count that the next week you'd get a card in the mail from Teresa saying, I'm praying for you, or thank you for that comment. You know, I could go on and on. There were people in that group like Gennady and Lena Dinasenko. They were Russian immigrants and they'd come to the Lord and they were a big part of this group. There was another lady there named Vicki Miles. Vicki had grown up in a sort of legalistic church background and she had rebelled and now she had found a church she loved and she was on fire. Now, if you saw Vicki, you'd be a little taken aback because her hair was bright, her clothes were brighter, her ear bobs were huge, but Vicki had a lot of personality. Now, let me tell you about Vicki. Vicki brought more people to our group than anybody else because Vicki had a lot of non-Christian friends. And it was an awesome group and all of those different people began to serve. I'll never forget one night walking into that life group and out on the front lawn was another member named Bill Hatter. Bill was not a real loud guy, but Bill loved people. And you're walking in, Bill said, buddy, can I talk to you? I said, well, sure. He said, I'm taking up some money tonight. Well, I said, why, Bill? He said, you know Sandy Clark. Now, Sandy was a single mother in our life group. She had a 13-year-old daughter in a lot of trouble, and Sandy just struggled with life, and she was a new Christian. And Bill says, we're taking some money up. Sandy's car just keeps breaking down. Well, that didn't surprise me. I knew the man who sold it to her, you know. It just wasn't a very good car. He says, Sandy can hardly get her daughter to school and hardly get to work. I'm going to take some money up. So quietly, without Sandy knowing, Bill took that money up. Well, the next morning, it's Monday morning, Paul Schrader's retired. He takes that money with him. He drives to downtown Pensacola. He goes to where Sandy's working, walks up to her desk and says, can I have the keys to your car? She said, well, for what? He said, we're getting your car fixed today. He took those keys, took the car. While she's at work, the car's fixed and he brings it back to her at the end of the day. Now, my friends, that's the way it happens. Now, listen, it wasn't